guys, it's Julia McCullough.
And Meg Malloy.
And we're the Soft Spot. If you're tuning in for the first time, this is a podcast about nostalgic stuff, makes people feel good. Let's talk about it now.
We're not loving the present, so we're living in the past.
That's true. They say you shouldn't live in the past, and we disagree.
We're doing it anyway.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Got my shirt open.
Yeah, I see that.
With a t-shirt underneath. I never do this.
Rocking a real dad look today.
Yeah, I don't know why I don't do it, but I resist this open button down with the t-shirt look.
I want you to get Dilfin tattooed across your chest in Old English. When I see you in outfits like this, I'm like, if he took this shirt off, the only thing that could make this outfit better is if there were a dilfin tattoo right
across
his chest.
Dilfin is how they pronounce dolphin in Australia. Oh, look, it's a dilfin. My accents.
Your accents are something.
If you are a first-time listener, get ready for some pretty sweet accents by me. I'm pretty good. Oh, a dilfin. You're dead on Australian. It's like you're there right now.
Yeah.
You're out.
I feel transported.
You're out book.
Oh, man. Anyway, we dive into a really cool nostalgic thing this week, which brought up another cool nostalgic thing in my mind. Mm-hmm. And that was the toys you used to get. I want to say Happy Meal toys, but all of the fast food places used to do toys. And maybe they still do.
Taco Bell ever do a toy? Because we've been...
Their food is so exquisite, they don't need to lure you in with... cheap plastic.
Full disclosure, we've been eating Taco Bell almost every day.
For like the last year.
It's the best.
It's been a solid year.
It's the best vegetarian fast food.
It is. It's so good. Mm-hmm. A cheesy bean and rice burrito is my go-to.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
But yeah, I don't remember Taco Bell. I remember loving Taco Bell in high school, but I don't remember if they ever had toys.
There was a McDonald's by my house. We didn't go there very often, but I remember I grew up in Texas, so, and I know we have a lot of Texas listeners, but Whataburger.
Mm-hmm.
Whataburger had good toys.
Oh, I didn't know they did toys.
They did toys, and they did collector's glasses.
Whataburger, I never heard of it until I met you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you built this thing up, and I was like, it can't be as good as you're saying. And it's so good.
But it is.
It's so good.
It's so good.
So the fact that they also do toys is like, how do they do both? How is this place staying
in
business?
I don't know if they still do toys, but I know they did whenever I was
a kid.
What
kind of toys did they have?
You know, the toys that I remember most are definitely the McDonald's ones.
Well, I think Whataburger, unless they had like a...
The thing I remember about Whataburger is they had like every 5 years when they hit an anniversary, they'd release like limited edition glasses or pint glasses.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember our cabinets were full of Whataburger glasses.
Right.
And I was so into it, even whenever I was a little kid. That'll show you what an old soul I am. I didn't care about the toys. I wanted to get the full collection of glassware.
The commemorative glasses.
I was like, come on, Grammy, we got to go to Whataburger. We cannot have 3 out of 4 of the commemorative glasses.
That would drive me crazy if I knew there was a fourth.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's also a great excuse to just keep eating, which is why they do it.
They don't seem like a big enough chain to have like a movie crossover, like what McDonald's would do. They would have like Disney characters or, you know, toys that were like related to something that was going on at the time.
I want to say there was like a Wizard of Oz thing. It was...
Oh, they went classic.
Yeah. There was a Wizard of Oz thing back in the 80s. I know that we had glasses that had like Wizard of Oz characters and they were from Whataburger. I'm not really sure what the relation is there, but I definitely remember that. I remember the Transformer ones from McDonald's. Do you remember those?
No, but I was obsessed with Transformers. Transformers and McDonald's.
No, it looked like a styrofoam, like, to go... What?
Box?
Box, yes.
Okay.
What's the word for that thing that you keep things in and you carry? Yeah, a box. They had, like, Transformer ones, and they turned into, like, the Hamburglar.
Oh,
it looked like a box, and then you'd, like, flip the sides open. You'd flip his legs out, and he was the Hamburglar.
It would go,
yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Actually, just remembered, never got fast food as a kid. My parents were very, like, we're not doing that ever.
Mm-hmm.
And
I
never
mostly
had
got
sweets
it when
in the
I was
house.
With my grandparents. My mom was not into...
Right.
That life.
Yeah, we didn't
live
near our grandparents.
But my grandparents were like, you're not really our responsibility. We just want you to love us, so we'll feed you whatever you feel like eating. And most of the time I felt like eating Whataburger.
I remember in college at 18 being like, oh, wait, I can eat Burger King whenever I want.
Me too.
And then I did it every day for like
Me
2 weeks. And I was like, oh, this is why you don't do that.
I was packing on the pounds. The freshman 15 was way more than 15 for me. Because I was like, I live in a world where it's not just diet sodas.
Right.
Nobody's pushing Slim Fast on me. Like, I could just go to Jack in the Box and get a spicy chicken sandwich. So that's pre-veg days.
Mm-hmm.
Or three, if I feel like it.
Right.
And I really went for it.
Well, we have an amazing guest today.
We do.
And we're not going to talk about fast food, actually.
No, we're not talking about fast food. It's just the thing we're talking about made me think of the toys.
That's enough. I love that.
Yeah.
This next woman is a wonderful comedian. Hilarious
funny.
Actress. And
such a gifted actor. You guys need to follow her on social. She posts the funniest stuff. She's going to blow up.
And I want to say this with her not here because it's embarrassing to say to someone to their face. But she's like, you could tell she's like kind and a really good person, but her eyes have an element of mystery to them where it's like a mischief. She has a mischief to her, don't you think?
She has when I'm around her, I feel like, like we're having fun like little kids kind of.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like a mischievous good time.
Yeah, exactly.
So
and we did a project with her which
we can't talk about that.
We're not
going to
talk about it.
Yeah.
But she's great.
She is great.
She's a gift.
So welcome, Ever Maynard. Hey, everybody. It's your boy, Julian McCullough. How was that?
That was pretty good.
Does that sound legit?
Yeah.
Do yours.
You're going for a Gabrus impression?
No, I'm just like, I'm
That's
fun.
What he does. He's like, it's the number one fuckboy.
Yeah,
it's your boy.
Yeah.
We love him.
We do.
Yeah, he's great.
He is my number one fuckboy.
Yeah, for sure. It's your fuckboy, Meg. No, I didn't do that right.
No, I loved it.
Here I am.
And this is The Soft Spot. It's
it is.
A show about living in the present and the past.
Yeah.
And we love to talk about old stuff that really used to mean a lot to people and still does and makes them feel better when
they
think
about it. Yeah, the present is really a bummer.
It's
super
a
bummer
shit
right
show.
Now. So let's just forget about that and focus on things that have already happened.
Yeah. I think it was Sun Tzu or some other philosopher. Not Sun Tzu, because he was the Art of War, and that's not what I'm trying to talk about. But said that
didn't realize I was in the presence of an intellectual.
Of a quoter?
Who are you?
I'm a quoter. If you live in
such a scholarly fuckboy.
If you live in the past, you are depressed.
Uh-huh.
If you live in the future, you are anxious.
Yeah.
And if you live in the present,
you are a gift.
Something.
I don't know. That's
I stopped reading
thing.
After if you live in the past, you're depressed.
I was like, yeah. I fully live in the past.
Yeah.
I don't want to think about the present.
It's so wonderful.
Or the future.
I like the past because I already know how it turned out and there's no surprises.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll just keep replaying that instead of living in a place where there's no currently a government or anything.
Uncertain times.
Yeah.
But let's go back. We have an amazing guest today. She's an actress, comedian. Do you have any other skills that you...
Oh, gosh.
Like, do you juggle?
No, I wish I did.
It's Ever Maynard, everybody.
I wanted to say Rubik's Cube, but that was a lie.
Uh-huh.
And then I remembered sitting on a plane and I saw this like 13-year-old and he was playing with a Rubik's Cube. This is so mean. I don't know. You can keep it if you want.
He's not listening.
It's fine. And I was like, that fuck isn't going to do a Rubik's Cube. I thought that in my mind. I was like annoyed, you know, it was like grumpy. It was like really early. And then I looked over 2 minutes later, and he had completed it.
Wow.
And I was like, fuck you.
That is a real skill that some people have.
I know. Then I got jealous. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
You know what you could do is you buy two of them. You buy one that's not done and one that's always done.
Oh.
And then when people are... And then
the
you
old
pretend
switcheroo.
And then you pull a switcheroo. And then everybody thinks you're a genius.
I love it.
At the airport.
Yeah. No, just a comedian.
It's weird, that age time, like 13,
uh-huh.
That's when I feel like we tend to...
Our worst selves?
Sure, but also you know, you're not like, you don't have an outlet for a lot of the sexual stuff that's going on inside and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So you end up being able to obsess over like some kind of skill. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mine was, I learned how to juggle. I learned, what else did I do? Mainly
Magic
juggle.
The Gathering.
Yeah, I got amazing at Magic the Gathering, bowling. But yeah, it's like an important
I whittled.
Developmental time. Did you really?
I whittled. Just, my dad is a carpenter.
Uh-huh.
And he always had the stuff. And sometimes my dad would whittle and do stuff, and I was like, what's that?
Wow.
A stick and a knife.
Where are you from?
Texas.
Texas. Yeah.
That's
so
cool.
I whittled and then couldn't figure out why I had crushes on girls. So
you're like, I guess I'll whittle until this one sense. Figures itself out. I don't know.
Whittle the night away.
Well, we are so excited for your soft spot. It's one that we've talked about, believe it or not, a lot. We've waited
for someone to pick this.
We have one in common together, which is so funny. And I don't know if y'all are ready, but it is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
The originals, not the mean ones with the black eyes, though, right?
Right.
What, yeah.
Are you talking
like
about
the new
ones?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I can't.
The new ones came back and they came out and they're like roided out and they have black scary eyes. And I don't know. I just was like, ugh.
Well, I think
this violent culture that we live in, like, why would you fuck with the Ninja Turtles? They were so perfect.
Go ahead.
I didn't know either. I didn't know where that came from. And then in doing my research this morning on the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, it turns out that the original comic book series is very violent and very dark. So I think that what they were doing is they were doing a Dark Knight Returns thing where they're like, it's not going to be fun Batman. It's going to be real comic book Batman.
Gotcha.
Batman. And that's what they did with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movies that are out now. And that's why we were like, what the f- is this?
I much prefer a softer Ninja Turtle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Obviously. Mm-hmm.
There was that one, like, era. I remember, like, in the early 2000s, maybe late 90s, the Turtles came back.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, okay, cool, what's this? And it was clearly not the same. That never will be.
Yeah.
And then, like,
was that the one where they had a girl turtle?
No, I don't know why I got so disgusted.
They brought one back with a girl turtle. Yeah, that's...
I was like, what? And it's like, wait, I should not be upset about that. I should be excited. Ew!
Her name,
my turtles.
Her name is Venus de Milo.
No.
And and that got canceled, like, immediately.
Of course.
Yeah.
No,
it did come back. It came back...
I know they were dudes, but I always thought of them as being pretty genderless.
Yeah, same.
Like, I never thought of them, even though they had male voices, I didn't think of them, they're turtles. Like,
yeah.
I know turtles are creatures that, you know, they're gendered creatures, but I just didn't ever think, like, I can't be Michelangelo because he's a boy.
Right.
I don't know.
Let's, I was listening to this song, and, I didn't know this, but they say that, like, you know how they're like, they're the world's most fearsome fighting team. They're like, that's right, in the background.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think my favorite one is Raphael. They go, he's cool but crude. And he goes, get a grip. Ooh, he's so crude.
Yeah.
I just realized.
Oh,
just
no, sorry. He says, give me a break. He goes, give me a break.
You have, like, the perfect voice to be, like, an 80s, like dude cartoon.
A sexless dude cartoon. but I love they go, Leo leads, and Donatello knows machines. And I was like, okay, so we got a leader and a guy who does machines.
Mm-hmm, right.
And then it starts to plummet. Because,
oh, yeah.
Because Raphael is cool but crude, which are no skills.
Yeah.
And then Michelangelo.
But he'd probably be who I'd choose to hang out with.
Yeah. And then Michelangelo loves to party.
If we were Tindering the Turtles and they were putting up, I'm good at machines, I'm cool but crude, cool but crude would get a hard right swipe from me.
Yeah.
Right is no.
Right is no. Right is yes, right?
No, right is yes.
Right is yes.
Left is,
I don't know. It's been a minute since
I blocked out my entire life from before I met you.
Okay.
Great answer.
I swiped both on you. Yeah, and Michelangelo loves to party, and then he goes, party! Yeah.
Okay, or that. That also would appeal
but
to
me. It's funny to think if they split up, like, obviously, the group you would feel better with
who's going to keep you safe at night?
In terms of fighting crime,
yeah,
is Donatello and
Leonardo.
Leonardo, yeah.
Practical, tactical skills.
The other two are going to be fat in 5 years. Yeah. They're mostly the pizza ones.
Did you guys ever pick up on this sexual tension between April O'Neil and Raph? Was that just me as a young girl?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't really remember that.
I always thought there was like some weird thing.
He's the one who met her, right?
Right.
Okay.
And he's kind of like the bad boy.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's cool but crude.
Yeah, yeah. He's cool but crude. But then in the movie, there's like some weird thing. But then Casey Jones comes along.
Right.
And they're in that cabin.
Are you talking about the...
Talking about the movie, sorry. Yeah.
No, yeah.
The cartoon movie or the live action movie?
Live action movie. Yeah.
I never saw the live action ones.
Really?
No. Wow. The live action ones from... No. The 80s ones, yes. Yeah. But not the recent ones where like...
We will not be discussing the recent Ninja Turtles.
Okay. Absolutely I thought we were talking like a couple years ago.
No.
Okay. Yeah,
we're talking about fun.
Classic.
You know? yeah, I don't remember there being.
I remember
tension.
Going to see that in the movie theater.
Yeah. It's fun to think of April describing Raphael to her friends. She's like, yeah. I don't know. He's like cool, but crude.
His brothers are okay. There's one that's just like a partier. I don't know. Seems kind of like a loser.
The other lyrics in the song, it's a very simple song, by the way. Mm-hmm. They go, when the evil shredder attacks, mm-hmm. them turtle boys. Okay, you ready? Don't. Wait. Multiple choice. Ready?
Oh, I already know it.
Is it A, lick his pussy and his crack? Or B, cut him no slack?
Cut him no slack. I cannot believe you, sir.
Sorry.
Hey, man, cut me some slack.
Get a grip. I miss those like innocent, like kind of barbs, like get a grip and get a life.
Or not, remember that.
Oh yeah, not was a good one.
My uncle had a shirt that said not on it with an exclamation mark. Wow.
You know what that's worth today?
A couple hundred.
$200
A couple hundred on the old eBay. Yeah.
Rent, for sure.
So, okay, how old were you when you were exposed to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
I remember watching it like in kindergarten or before. Okay. So
same with me. I don't ever remember not having it in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I had a Ninja Turtles sleeping bag and I was bribed into playing soccer. I don't play soccer anymore.
Right.
I was bribed into trying soccer with a hot pink Ninja Turtle water bottle.
Ooh.
Whoa.
And I was like, I'll play whatever you want me to. And I thought that thing was the coolest. And I didn't play soccer, really. I just mostly picked flowers. But
yeah,
I had
and drank water.
I had a pretty sweet water bottle.
Dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I would have done that.
Yeah.
It's... I love that that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is so bizarre and weird a concept to adults, right? That it was conceived as kind of a joke of like, what if we just combined all the comic book tropes? That's what happened when they created it one night. But to kids, like kindergartners and even older, it almost, you don't even question it.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah. They're Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
These are teenage boys. They're cool.
There was green slime. It hit a turtle, and now they eat pizza and use karate. Like,
it's pretty awesome.
It seems like a straight line to me.
Yeah.
This one reminds me of me. This one reminds me of my cousin.
Yeah.
This one reminds me of my friend.
I'm such a Charlotte. I'm sorry, wrong podcast.
Are you talking about Sex and the City?
Yeah.
Wow. See, I didn't watch that until I moved to LA.
Oh.
Like 4 years ago.
Oh, really?
Talk about just a mind opener.
Yeah.
Eye opener, rather.
Yeah.
Which?
They're like the original.
So who's the Leo?
Oh, you mean if the Sex and the City characters were.
Yeah.
Well, Samantha's definitely Raphael, I think.
I was just going to say that.
I feel pretty confident in that one.
Okay.
She's cool and she's crude.
Okay.
The other ones, I don't know.
What's her name? The tall. Wait, Samantha's the.
Samantha's the one
that's like, I'm sexy.
She's like, I love to bone.
Oh, okay. So she's not Michelangelo.
No.
Maybe. I don't know if Carrie's not really a Michelangelo.
I think Carrie is Michael. No?
She did. There was one episode where.
I refuse to think this doesn't work.
No, it will.
Okay. It will. We'll figure it out.
The red-haired one. Who's that?
Miranda.
Miranda's definitely Donatello.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that Carrie did like to party, though. Mm-hmm. Like,
that's true.
I mean, I've watched a lot of Sex and the City. And I know it embarrassingly well.
So Charlotte's the...
But she partied a lot, man. There was the episode where she was supposed to be on that magazine cover.
Oh,
and she, like, partied her dick off the night before. Oh. And she showed up looking rough as shit.
Wrecked.
And she thought that the test photo was just a test photo, but they ended up putting it on the cover.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. That's a funny
so
episode.
So maybe she is the partier. As much as a 30-something career person can be.
Oh, so Charlotte's Leo, because she's, like, got her... But except she's not type A, right?
Yeah, Charlotte is type A.
I think
she's
Charlotte's
the rich woman,
pretty type
right?
A, yeah. I think so.
She's the one that, like, everything has to be prim and proper.
Okay,
and...
so Charlotte's Leo. Let's just break it down for our listeners. Charlotte's Leo, we've decided. Miranda is Donatello.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Carrie is Michelangelo and Samantha...
Yeah, Carrie is Michelangelo.
Carrie is Michelangelo and Samantha is... Raphael. Okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
I'm at peace with that.
Would Steve be Splinter?
I don't know who created Sex and the... No, Splinter would be Michael Scott King. Michael Patrick King.
Is that Big?
No, Michael Patrick King is the one who created the show.
I don't know Big. I don't know. Now I'm trying to think of other characters. In both and trying to match them
Ooh,
up.
Aiden.
Aiden. Maybe Ooh. He's the
I'm, April? Like, out now. Like, I don't know anymore.
Well, Aiden was, like, good for Carrie. I think, I mean, her life could have gone one of two different ways. Like, that was, like, oh, that episode was heartbreaking when he, like, cut through the wall and she was, like, it's not going to work.
Yeah,
and
she's, like, you got to go.
Yeah, like, this relationship. It's, have you seen it?
Wait, so who...
I don't
want
to ruin it for you.
Wait, so who's pizza? Who would be pizza?
I think Dix.
Okay.
I think Dix or pizza. Think so.
Not to swing it all the way back to TMNT too soon, but...
like a dick.
I feel like this is...
I love how...
I think that this is probably the first time this comparison has ever been made.
I think so. I think BuzzFeed is going to sue us.
This is a truly creative conversation.
I love that in your mind, because you are, let's face it, you're a lesbian.
Gross. No, girl turtles!
That to you, a penis is just like a funny appendage. Yeah. Like, it's just a thing that swings around and looks silly.
That's what I hear.
Yeah. What creeped me out when I was watching the theme again was when they all reach for pizza for the first time in the cartoon, they all have two fingers and they're reaching for pizza. And it's just kind of gross, like, to see these, like, monster hands reach for pizza. I don't know. It always disturbed me. But so you were in kindergarten. And did
it
you...
always, I will say, now that we're talking about genitals, I'm like, it's kind of like a camel toe reaching for...
Pizza.
Yeah. Pizza.
Yeah. Pizza never melts the way it does on the turtles, too.
It always looks so good on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
They're eating, like, molten hot pizza. As a kid, that... I was like, how could you eat pizza that hot? It's just, like,
they're
sliding
cold-blooded.
Around. Yeah, that's true, I guess.
They're amphibious. I don't know, but they're still reptiles, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm saying like I know. Yeah.
I know. It's like, wow, so educated.
No, but if definitely you could make, not.
Yes.
That's purely a guess.
If you could master pizza in real life that looked like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle pizza, you would make $1 billion.
Oh, for sure.
It would be the only pizza kids would want.
Yeah.
I'd sell it in New York.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good spot.
Yeah, a little pop-up.
Why has no one tried to make a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles pizza chain?
Probably because it costs so much. Yeah.
But why hasn't somebody from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles world?
Who owns it
why
already?
Haven't
yeah.
you?
Yeah, why hasn't somebody done that?
And then they deliver it to you dressed as a turtle.
Yeah.
Ooh, imagine the actor having to do that.
Yeah.
And, like, hating themselves.
It's, like it's the real ones from the movie.
Like,
I haven't been in much
suit.
Since. So.
God, if the people who own the licensing to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles were in L.A. Mm-hmm. and they wanted to make a fucking buttload of money.
They would do a pop-up pizza store.
They could do a pop-up pizza store, and they could hire actors.
Yeah.
who, you know, like if you're in New York and you're an actor and you are, you know, in between jobs, or the people that are definitely trying to get on Broadway, they do like, they work at like the Seeing Diners and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Hire some actors to throw a Ninja Turtle vibe into it and deliver some pizzas and make a little cash.
Look, we're just here to make other people money.
Yeah. I would absolutely do that.
Mm-hmm.
I would throw on a turtle shell and deliver some pizzas.
No, you wouldn't.
I for sure would.
No. Would you be Venus de Milo?
Is that really the name?
Yes. I forgot about it. I don't think I ever saw it.
I refuse to learn anymore.
I hate that.
I remember, I think the movie came out in like 80, I want to say 90?
Yes.
Does that feel
that
right?
Feels about right.
Yeah, I'll look it up.
Look her up.
But
I just don't like that her name was Venus de Milo. I'm like, really? That's the name of a painting, not the name of an artist. And the other turtles are artists. Mm-hmm. I do know this much. I got an art degree that I never use. But yeah, why couldn't she be like, I don't know. I can't think of any cool lady artist names.
That's true.
Honestly.
Well, Renaissance, yeah, they weren't. There weren't. Did you just say that?
Because if you were a lady, you were not allowed to.
Yeah, there aren't any famous women artists from the Renaissance. The Renaissance, because.
Not really, no.
They weren't allowed, right?
Yeah.
19. Oh, God. Why isn't this showing up immediately? Oh, 1990. Oh, my God. I got it right.
Yeah.
That, when that movie came out, I was like, so fucking excited to
see
that
they
movie.
Looked real. I thought it was like, oh my
and
God.
And loved it. Like, yeah. I was still young enough. I was 11. So you guys were like 4. But
I was going into kindergarten when it came out. I remember going to see it in the movie theater.
Yeah.
But even at 11, at the wise old age of 11, I was like, this is the godfather of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movies.
The production value. Mwah.
Oh, it's amazing. The story is strong. Mm-hmm. There's no lagging in the which I don't know if I can sit through it today, but. Yeah, even the poster gives me chills. Like, I loved it so
much. Great, yeah, great design. And then when he first comes out and, like, the sewer gate moves, or what is it?
Mm-hmm.
Mantle.
Yes. Oh, I remember, like, getting, like, my heart started palpitating.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to see these. I knew they were real.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And he's got his, like, top coat on and his little hat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot. I want to watch it now.
Yeah. I do, too. I think, see, I look at old movies, and I don't get disappointed by how they've aged. I'm fine with how bad they are. Like Teen Witch, I fucking love Teen Witch. That's a terrible movie.
Well, that was never good.
It's a terrible movie.
Yeah.
And it was made for like $5,000 or some crazy low budget.
Right.
But I still go back and watch that knowing it's a bad movie and just still loving it.
Right.
But
it's
the
ones that you think were good that can break your
heart. Well, I thought it was good. You know, I thought it was really good. Mm-hmm. I was like, why isn't Robin Lively getting an Oscar for this role? Like, I thought this movie was amazing. Yeah.
Can I ask a cynical question?
Sure.
Okay. Do you think that we loved this stuff? Because we're all very different in terms of, like, the people we are and our interests, you know.
Okay.
But are we?
Well, I just mean.
Oh, so wise.
I mean.
We're literally dressed the same.
That's true.
Well, we all look like dykes.
I was going to say, like, you're a
lesbian. I know,
we're all dressed like Rhea Butcher right now. But the idea that, like, did we all love this as a choice or, like, was the marketing so strong that we just were like, this is great? I'm asking. I don't know.
Well, I think, like you said, it's a perfect combination of, like, all the things that worked in comic books and pizza.
Yeah. I guess it's kind of like boy bands, too, where they're like, we'll give you every type, every personality type, so you can pick and choose what your favorite is, and then.
What other stuff did you like around the time that you were into Ninja Turtles?
The Ninja Turtles time was, like, really quite special to me.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, like, I never got into, like, Teen Witch and stuff like that. So I think that for this one, it was a choice. I just loved it. I was an outside kid. So we were playing with, like, Nerf guns and, like, small town little neighborhood and rode our bikes. We rode our bikes into the field and found, like, an abandoned gravel pit.
Mm-hmm.
So
nunchucks. You guys were playing with nunchucks a lot.
Fake swords, mud, drinking out of the water hose, slip and slide.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I remember there being a time briefly that there was Mortal Kombat and Ninja Turtles. But I think I was just on the tail end of the Turtles.
No pun intended.
Right. When Mortal Kombat came out.
Yeah.
Do y'all remember that?
Yeah.
My gosh. It was like such a big violent thing.
God, I love that song.
So good.
You know that song's still good? Mortal Kombat! It's great.
The movie is terrible. The movie is the worst movie I've ever seen.
It's one of my favorite video games of all time.
You do love Mortal Kombat.
I do love Mortal Kombat.
You've brought it up unprompted many times.
I do. The last time that Joe DeRosa had a party at his old place, mm-hmm. remember, everybody was like hanging out and he was like, you want to play Mortal Kombat? And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
And I just sat there and played it mostly by myself, bit with him. But anytime I'm in a place where someone has it, I'm like, I could just do this. Yeah. I don't need to talk to people. I was an indoor kid.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah. Where in Texas are you from again?
Well, this is when I lived in Temple, Texas, but I really grew up in Little River. Academy, Texas. Also, I just remembered the Gargoyles cartoon and X-Men. X-Men was huge. Okay, anyways, but...
Where is that in Texas? Because our fair state is quite
huge.
It's off of I-35 in between Dallas and Austin.
Okay.
If you're coming from Dallas, you're going to go through Dallas, you're going to go through Waco, and then you'll hit Temple.
Oh, okay. Should we just talk about
your
Texas
voices accent?
For the rest?
It might just be like this.
Are we just going to talk like this for the rest of the show?
I guess. You know, this is not actually how anybody sounds in my hometown at all. It's more kind of like this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just like, well, shit, I guess I'll go to the dollar store.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday,
Central
Sunday.
Texas accent. So, yeah, I went home for about 10 days, I think, or 7 or 10 days. Oh, my God. 8 days. I have just been in a holiday, like, don't count, don't care.
Yeah.
Like, my brain shut off.
The last 3 days, I haven't been able to tell what day it is for 3 days.
It feels great.
Yeah, I love it.
Except for when I'm like talking now and I'm like, oh, people are going to hear this and you sound like a moron.
Well, you sound like we're on heroin.
Can't wait for the next episode to drop? Be one of the first to listen to The Soft Spot a day early, only on Himalaya. Himalaya is a brand new podcast app where you can find every single podcast you love and some future faves. Whether you're a podcaster or a fan, Himalaya has got your back. Discover personally curated playlists and show your favorite podcasters some love with Himalaya's tip jar. Heyo!
Hey,
it's
tips
free,
welcome.
It's the easiest to use, and we're adding cool new features every day. Go to your app store, download Himalaya, that's Himalaya, and don't forget to follow The Soft Spot once you're on there.
Outside Kid, I love talking about this subject because it's so, I just don't know if it's still there. Is it still around? I mean, there must be outdoor kids in the middle of the country or something, but you don't see them out here.
I don't know. Like, my brother has a stepson, and I know he goes fishing.
Okay.
But I don't think it's, like, outdoors.
He's not, like, wandering
not
around
like
for 6 hours.
It's not, like, unregulated outdoor time.
Yeah. Because he has, like, you know, they have, like, it's different now. We have smart TVs and whatever.
Yeah.
And he watches TV, plays video games.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it was, like, nonstop, like, outside, building
forts.
Yeah, it's
just your bike, and then that was it. You were, come home when it's dark.
Yeah. We caught crawdaddies, crawfish. Did y'all do that?
Crawfish, yeah.
And looking back, I'm like, oh, my God. Like, this was so dangerous. There's no, if I had a kid now, I don't think I would let them
do any.
They aren't.
Yeah.
You know?
Or somebody will call CPS on you.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, I grew up in cities and was left outside. You know, it wasn't like this is just a rural or, you know, suburban thing that was happening back then. It was like, you know, I had friends in we had like 3 or 4 friends and we would just like wander San Francisco.
I grew up.
Oh, cool. I didn't know you were in San Francisco.
In more of a suburban area.
Mm-hmm.
But
where are you from?
I'm from, like, just to the mainland of Galveston.
Just to the mainland.
Just to the mainland. Between Houston and Galveston.
Just to the mainland.
Mm-hmm. Right off I-45.
Wow.
But there was a dude that was, like, murdering teenage girls.
Always is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was like we didn't really have a whole lot of, you know, freedom at the playground, because there were a couple of, they made it into like a Lifetime movie called The Killing Fields.
Whoa. Dark,
if you're trying to find out exactly
you're from
where
the Killing
from.
Fields.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Oh, Killing Fields. Okay.
Okay. You went to Killing Fields High School?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And so that was happening whenever I was pretty young. Mm-hmm. And I think that pretty much prevented any freedom outdoors from happening. Played a lot on a golf course.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
At night.
Well, making out with boys doesn't count as playing.
Does it not?
You're an artist.
I did go shoot nutrias with like BB pellets outside after dark and possums and stuff.
A nutria is a giant rat.
It is a giant rat that will eat your dog's food unless you shoot him dead.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, we shot things.
Yeah.
I always feel bad looking back.
I shot one thing and I was like, I'm never shooting anything again.
I only ever used a BB pellet, so I never did any serious damage. And honestly, you could shoot a nutria rat a million times with those, and their blood is so like gelatinous, it doesn't do anything. It would take forever for one of those things to bleed out.
I mean, thick gelatinous blood is
gelatinous
the grossest
blood.
Thing.
Yeah. I know.
But
I Googled it. That's how I know.
Why won't you die?
At least
I'm shooting you with pellets.
At least for a creature with such gross blood, it's also the grossest looking thing you've ever seen.
I'd also let everyone know I am a vegetarian.
She showed me one time online and I almost couldn't sleep.
They're like the size of small, like, terrier dogs.
Rodents of unusual size? Yeah. I don't believe in them.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
You know what
real.
I bet somebody has? For some reason, like, Instagram, the algorithm keeps showing me snake videos. I'm like, I don't give a fuck about this. And, like, there are people with, like, venomous snakes, and they're, like, petting them. I'm like, get a life. I bet there's somebody with
get
one
a
of
grip.
These. Yeah, get
there's
got to
be someone with a nutria for a pet.
Probably she lives in Highland Park. Some white woman.
But I was getting at, you're an artist. Did you ever draw the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles when you were a kid?
No, I don't remember ever drawing them. That was like not the kind of doodling that I typically did.
What about you? Did you ever get into like...
Oh, I tried.
Yeah. I was obsessed with it. I would like draw them over and over and over and over again until I got it right. And I was never satisfied.
Me either. I could never do it right.
Yeah.
They always looked just the worst.
Because they're so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And then you try to capture that and it's too hard for a little hand.
In your mind, you're like, this is an oval. This is a half circle.
Yeah.
I can do this.
I remember trying to get the head shape right over the head, over the...
The little lump.
Yeah, the little hump over the headband, or the, what is it?
It looks kind of like a wiener now that I'm thinking about it.
Also, wait, why are they wearing blindfolds with eyes open?
I love that, Teenage Mutant Ninja Wieners.
Why are they wearing blindfolds? Why are they wearing blindfolds with the eyes open?
You have a good mask.
What's the effectiveness of that?
It's like a Zorro thing.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen him without it?
I like that they needed a disguise.
Yeah.
Like, is that a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle? And they're like, no. with a mask on. Yeah.
But we would not know which one was which if they didn't have the mask.
I know, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, we wouldn't know who's which.
Well, I would know from the personality traits.
Right, true. True fans would know. The real ones
would you be
would
able
know.
To pick out Donatello without his mask?
Probably. Also, I think they were different species of turtles.
What? No.
I believe so.
Each one, you mean?
Yeah, I think each turtle was
Look
a
who's coming
type.
In with the big science facts now.
Whoa.
This is just me, like, reading the like some of the comic books and then watching... the cartoons, and thinking as, like, a little kid, especially when you have the toys.
Oh, Ever brought her toys.
Well, the movie ones, like, okay. This one right here looks a lot different than
That's
my
an
Raphael.
Awesome one, by the way.
Yeah.
Those were not the original toys.
No.
The original toys were not that
this
good
This was
looking.
A collector's item.
Yes.
That is now missing most of its parts. Like, it's like okay. It. I look insane. I have this like little like cloth bag. I'm like, my turtle. Yeah. Here's some of the
oh
little original
God.
Guys.
Oh, throw me that.
This one?
I gotta hold that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This one, you could...
These aren't the originals either.
No, that one's... Here's the original one. The one that I just threw you,
yes.
You could put a rope through it and through his, like, little shell, and mm-hmm. it would talk. It had, like... Oh, my gosh.
This was, like, when they needed extra attitude.
Yeah.
You know, like, when kids got over the... But this was the ones I had.
And I had a little splinter here. I found my old...
You have Splinter?
Yeah.
He's naked.
Yeah, he is.
That is so scary without his robe.
Yeah. He's a freak.
Yeah. I just realized how scary it is if a rat walked on two legs.
A Nutria.
I didn't think, this is so awesome. I guess I have to give these back.
This is reminding me of when Happy Meal toys or any fast food toys were like good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But they weren't
that good. I mean, those were the ones that were like $12.99 in the
stores. Those aren't Happy Meal toys. But I am thinking there had to be something whenever the movie came out. I gotta look this up.
The toys remind me of, so in sixth grade, I think I sort of told this story in this show before, but we can bring it back. I was peak. Even in sixth grade, which is, like, old, I think, I was, like, obsessed still with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And my parents were very, like, artistic people and not commercialist-type people at all. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't stand that I loved this thing. They could not stand Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They thought it was so dumb and that I was, like, falling for marketing and all that kind of stuff, right?
They told you this?
More or less. I remember...
Child, you are dumb.
Yeah, well, I mean, I knew that they were very dismissive of it, and they made it known to me. I don't remember if they actually said, like, you're a tool of marketing, but they were like, you know, this is...
parents?
We don't respect this. They were great parents, but they just thought Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was
They were
dumb.
Artists.
So they... And I remember I asked, I was like, I'm sorry, I just really fucking want Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles toys for Christmas. And we were on, like, food stamps at the time. Like, I realized how much it killed them. To be like, we can't believe this is what you
this
want.
This is what we're going to spend money on.
And I remember I did the most, like, it was manipulative and I'm so ashamed of this move that I pulled. But I had like $6 or something like that at one point. And I went to the mall and I bought a car, like a truck for them without buying any figures. And I brought it home and I was like, this is all I have of their toys, and I can't even play with it because I don't have any Ninja Turtles. Yeah, I like
What a little fucker.
I know. And then they bought me all of them on Christmas morning, and I was so fucking happy. And it was like really made me happy. And that's just weird to me that I was like that.
I mean, I never got them all at once because we were also like growing up pretty poor.
Yeah. I didn't get many accessories. I just got the four turtles, I think.
Yeah, so then when you said you had the van...
It wasn't the real van.
What?
The real van was sick. No, it was like some dumb little doom buggy thing that was like...
Yeah, but
that nobody
you had
wanted.
That.
I did have it.
God, I wanted that so bad. Yeah. I did have at one point the X-Wing with all my little X-Men toys, but we only had a Kmart that sold X-Men and Turtle stuff, so I only got what they want.
Ours was KB toys.
Oh, really? You had
KB?
Oh, yeah, we had a KB toys.
You lucked out.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think of why this thing is so big. Like,
why Ninja
loved
Turtles
it.
Are so
yeah,
big?
Like, what was it that got... What's the magic of the Ninja Turtles, I wonder?
I think we've already figured it out.
What is it?
It's that there's something for everyone. It's like, you could
that
be...
That parents hate it.
Well, I don't know. My parents didn't seem to be too bothered by it. I don't remember them being, like, annoyed.
Yeah.
I remember my dad... taking me to see the Ninja Turtles movie. I remember I think I went and saw it in the theater at least two or three times.
Yeah, it was a birthday movie.
Like, yeah, which is not...
Oh, man, I remember my cousin Ren got to go to this turtle thing. Like
The live show?
Yes.
No.
And he took all of his friends but me. And my
what?
Grandmother bought him all the Ninja Turtles and like these stuffed, like the actual stuffed animal Ninja Turtles. Then all of this, like they had really big stuffed Ninja Turtle pillows.
Uh-huh.
All these toys. And then he got to go to Austin to see the live show.
Oh,
took
shit.
His friends, didn't invite me, didn't take me. He wouldn't leave any of his turtle toys at grandmother's house for me to play with.
What a little fucker.
What a shit.
Yeah. I was pissed, and my feelings were hurt, Ren.
Yeah.
I remember.
Trying to remember
Although
if
you got
I
to miss the live show, which...
Oh, was it bad?
Oh, look at it. I mean...
Did you go see it?
No, but I've seen clips of it, and I can't believe... It's like... it makes you feel so weird how bad it is. Like, you're just like... And the crowd is loving it.
Oh, man.
But it's like... It's basically drag. It's like a drag queen show because they all come out. They're mouthing the words to terrible songs.
That's and then like any Disney on Ice thing.
Doing power splits and shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no story. They just like jump around.
Think of how much those people get paid.
Just like a drag show.
Just jumping around, doing no the splits.
Yeah. Well, no, it's like the performers were talented, but yeah. I mean, the show itself, there was no like cohesive. Right. Idea like to it, I don't think. No, like, yeah, there's no, like, story. I've never been to a Disney on Ice, but I assume they're horribly boring.
Well, I took Lulu to Frozen on Ice, mm-hmm. and she fucking loved it.
Yeah.
I have never sat through Frozen, so I was trying to sit through Frozen this time, mm-hmm. and only got through to the intermission before I had to hit the parent bar.
The rosé?
Yeah. Well, no, all they had was like $12 Bud Light, and I was like, ew. I'll do it, man.
They got you.
Yeah, they got me. I was like, that's how they make all of their money, I think, mm-hmm. you know, like, kids are like, I have to have this limited edition Elsa thing. And mm-hmm. the parents are like, I have to have this $12 Bud Light or five of them to sit through this. And the people who were playing the characters, it's like they all have really bad wigs on mm-hmm. and they're all sort of lip syncing, but it feels like a whole lot of peas and corn. and I don't know. I'm like, did I enjoy stuff like this as a little kid? I was thinking about that a lot because yeah. I remember going to see Beauty and the Beast on ice.
Mm-hmm. You saw a lot of things on ice.
Well, those are the only two.
Yeah.
But I saw Beauty and the Beast on ice whenever I was a little kid. And I remember being like, huh.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember being like, I'm so glad that I, you know, my mom made me wear tights and put on like a frilly dress and go see this. Like, I remember thinking this was all right.
Mm-hmm. Do they put ice on a stage?
Yeah, it's like they make like a little ice rink and they do like this choreographed like.
Oh, I thought it was done at like hockey rinks.
No.
Oh.
Interesting.
No. Yeah, it's a small ice stage.
Okay.
And they're doing pretty crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, yeah, how do you make a living if you're an ice skater and you're not quite at the Olympic level? Or maybe you are and it's like the off season. Yeah. I guess you just
They're singing diners, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I guess you just go to Disney and you're like, give me a job until the Olympics comes back around.
They're like, can you do a triple axel? And you're like, nah. They're like, you're hired.
They were doing like crazy stuff. I couldn't believe it. And they were like in full on Disney like princess gear. Mm-hmm. I was really impressed with the skating.
Yeah.
It was the singing and, you know, acting stuff that I was like, it's a little bit lacking. Mm-hmm. But I guess you're right. That is their, like diner.
And I bet they're getting paid crap.
Yeah.
It's all that weird contract work.
I bet they are getting paid crap. At first, I was like, they must be making a lot because our seats were not, like, amazing, and they were really expensive.
Yeah. Disney's making a lot.
Disney's making a shitload, and Disney's pocketing all this, like, Bud Light money and this merchandise. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they make way more merchandise and beer than they do on the tickets.
Well, Disney doesn't make the beer money.
Yeah.
The Forum does or whatever, but the... it's that merchandise isn't fair because like if those kids see any other kid walking around with it, it's like they're never gonna leave you alone until they get one.
And
it's like, what is it, a $45 wand?
Yeah, Lulu had to get this wand that was like $45.
It's a sick
wand.
I mean, all that money went into that
wand. It's gigantic and it's got like a strobe light attached to the end of it.
It's
with
awesome.
Like five different settings. Oh. So
it sounds like you're describing a vibrator.
I know.
It's like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This would be a vicious vibrator, by the way. Yeah. I would not.
Yeah. I love how you just described it as vicious.
Well, you know, it's got a giant snowflake on the end.
That's exactly what I look for when I'm buying a vibrator. I'm like, is it vicious or not?
A snowflake is beautiful until you think of it as a vibrator. And you're like,
I'll just ruin that child's toy for y'all. When you go home, you're going to be like, oh, we got those away.
Do you remember growing out of it?
I remember liking them in high school and collecting them.
In high school?
In high school, like at thrift shops and stuff. Being
really?
Like, oh my God, like this is sheets. Oh my God, look at this. It's like whatever. I still have some of my sleeping bags. I don't know what to do with them. And then if I'm at like a little yard sale and I see a Ninja Turtle figurine, I'll pick it up.
Just, yeah.
Oh, fun.
That's
but
awesome.
I wasn't like, Is it? You gotta get Meg a look. But I remember, like, even in high school, sort of feeling nostalgic for the Turtles.
Yeah.
And being like, this is weird.
Remember then, a simpler time in sixth grade?
Yeah. I wasn't, like, obsessed about them.
Right.
I wasn't like, I gotta watch it.
Right.
I was like, oh, cool. Turtle stuff.
10 years they were on the air. Did you know that?
10 years.
That show was on
time.
For 10
wow.
years.
Wow. See, that's why it was so popular. You grew up with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember when they got pubic hair?
No.
Can you think of a grosser wow. episode?
What's this? It's like,
turtles don't have pubes, silly.
No,
you
they
know
don't.
Donatello would be the gross one
yeah.
during puberty.
Yeah.
You know it.
He does machines.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yes. No. Yeah, he does machines. Yeah.
I meant to say Michelangelo. I don't know why I said Donatello.
Oh,
Michelangelo,
yeah.
I think, would be like,
just letting
out.
It all yeah. hang out.
No, Donatello's the one that in the basement, like on the computer the whole time, like
yeah.
trying to create a female turtle on his computer.
And he did.
Furiously beating off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Oh, man. But no, I do remember, like, there was a point where I was just like, I don't like doing this, and I don't like playing outside. Super Nintendo time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's when it came out.
Well,
Genesis, Cap Sun versus X-Men.
Oh, I didn't ever have a Genesis.
Cap Sun?
No, I don't remember
Cap,
that.
Cap, what am I thinking of?
Cap Sun.
Capcom.
Capcom.
Yeah.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
so
like,
it would
Cap
be like Street Fighter
Capri
versus.
Sun?
Yeah, Capri Sun.
Yeah.
It would be like Street Fighter versus X-Men.
Okay. I do love Street Fighter, too. Street yeah. Fighter is a, you know, it's pretty much the same. The game is not that far off from Mortal
yeah,
Kombat.
Right. Pretty much the same.
But yeah. I do love Mortal Kombat, man.
I'm
trying to think of the other stuff that I was into around the Ninja Turtles time.
I was like, Ninja Turtles and Guns N' Roses. That was pretty much. I was a pretty well-rounded kid.
I love the Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah?
Oh, like, yeah.
That was it for me.
With a lot of these things, you know, you look back and sometimes there's some problematic stuff and you're probably
sure.
like, what could the problematic thing possibly be with something so science fiction-y as Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? I found a commercial because you know how they have to like keep coming up with like new iterations of toys to keep selling them to kids?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was
this
the
is
time.
Wild West Turtles.
Okay.
So there was a series where they
yes,
were Wild West.
I remember
West.
That.
So this is the commercial for the Wild West Turtles. See if you can spot the problems.
Yeehaw, dudes! I just love the Old West when things are wild and woolly and turtles are really turtles. Crazy Cowboy Don is as rough and tough as they come.
Is that Henry Phillips?
Scouting things out.
The voice.
Bandito Bustin' Mike always bashes the bad guys. And Chief Leo, leader of the turtle tribe, is a real man's turtle. Yeah, I just love the Wild West. Of course, I don't like it too wild. It takes a good rider to handle them rocking horses.
You know, not too bad, but there was a Bandito one.
Yeah.
A Bandito and a...
And a chief of the turtle tribe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But they weren't like, oh, no, no, no. You know, they didn't like do a bunch of this stuff. So that's
good.
But he had a headdress. I think if you had a turtle with a headdress on it, he is the chief. That's true. That is historically accurate.
I don't think... I would hope that they were not like making fun of Native Americans by making him a chief.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think so.
No.
But the Bandito one was definitely like, oh.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I mean, Banditos were the criminals.
Yeah.
And that's the one they chose to
And he had like
show.
A little like mustache.
Yeah.
Can we pull that back?
Yeah.
Yeah, pull up the mustache.
Pull up the Bandito. Google image.
I think the line was, Bandito Raphael will take your women. is that what it was?
No.
No.
Yeah, I do remember... You know what? I think I got out of Ninja Turtles when they introduced the rabbit.
The rabbit?
There was a Ninja Turtle rabbit, a bunny. And I only remember seeing the toys for it and not knowing what it was. So that's the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Definitively, when I was like, oh, yeah, I don't watch this show anymore. There's a rabbit.
Yeah.
Ninja Turtles rabbit.
I think I was like, I need to make friends and I should stop liking this stuff because I'm too old. I think that was when I...
I don't remember ever being out. It's funny. I was always very into like girly stuff. I loved Barbies.
Mm-hmm.
I loved My Little Pony, but I also loved Mortal Kombat and I loved the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't remember.
Well, you have a very strong male side to you.
Yeah.
You have a lot of masculine energy.
Yeah, bro.
You seem like a total bro. Yeah.
I am a little bit of
a
bro.
That is interesting that you have male energy, and so do you in a lot of ways, and you guys loved Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
And we're dressed the exact same right now.
I don't know that if you brought in...
And we're both from Texas. Wow. Are we sisters?
I like how you're like, we're both dressed the exact same, and you're just wearing a black shirt. Like, that's our similarity. So it's such a feminine, black shirt. I was like, okay, we're the same.
I'm like, come on, tell them we planned this.
Us goth girls got to stick together. Well, did you, we got to wrap this up, did you have a happy high school?
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of a weird kid, but I got along with everybody. Mm-hmm. So for my experience, high school was okay.
Yeah.
It was fun. I was a mascot, but again. I was a mascot. I was a bumblebee.
You were a bumblebee?
I was an all-American mascot.
Oh.
Wow. I was a bumblebee. I remember we had like a big stinger in the back, and you couldn't really feel it at first if you were bumping into someone.
Yeah.
And like men and kids would like hump my stinger.
Right.
I thought it was so funny.
Of course.
But I'm like, there's a young girl.
There's a human in here.
There's a 14-year-old girl or 15-year-old girl in here. Please stop.
Stop bumping my stinger.
Please stop. But yeah, like I loved it. But I had like chains. We would go to Hot Topic, and I would have like my Kitty shirt. Ooh, I loved Kitty. A few corn shirts.
Kitty. Oh, the band Kitty?
Yeah. But not that good. I gotta say it.
No.
Yeah. A lot of that music doesn't hold up.
But I was like, there are girls and they're in metal. Cool. Yeah. I like them then.
You were too young for L7.
Yeah.
The cool kitty. They were grunge girl.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The singer used to pull her tampon out and throw it into the crowd.
Ew.
Yeah. No, it's awesome. That's so
no.
Punk.
A girl metal band. Gross. No girl turtles. No girl metal. I look like an out of work synth repairman right now, by the way, you guys, listeners.
Wait,
no girl turtles. No metal. Anyways, is that an Akai? Bring it to me.
Well, that's cool. You was it a big high school?
No. I had about 40 people in my graduating class.
Whoa! Holy shit!
Yeah, it was a small town.
So people knew who was in the B.
Oh, everybody knew who was in the B.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's such a small school that I walked to school. The elementary school was right next to the middle school. I knew the seniors. I knew the freshmen. I knew some of the middle schoolers because they would come up to the pep rallies and... Yeah, it was just...
You were a big deal.
I was a mascot.
Yeah.
But then also I was wearing JNCOs, you know? So people were like, she's weird. You're gay. And I'd be like, I'm not gay. You know, I didn't know.
Yeah.
I'm not gay. I am, but I'm not gay.
I'm not gay. I just really like girls a lot sexually.
So shut up.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, I know we got to wrap it up, but being in the B suit, I could only look at one eye at a time. And, like, in basketball games, I would get really tired. And I would, like, kind of squat on the wall.
Be fatigue.
Yeah, it would be fatigue. And, like, I didn't realize it, but it looked like I was looking at all of my friends' asses.
Uh-huh.
And, like, we gotta go.
No, Beth is just here.
So, like, my friend's butt would be in front of my left eye, but my head would be looking out of the right eye.
Okay.
And all these guys would be like, you're a dyke!
Oh!
You're a dyke! Like, I would hear them, like, yelling it at me in the B suit, and I would be like, why are they calling me a dyke? And then I'd be like, oh.
Yeah.
It looks like I'm being a pervert.
They thought I was looking at this delicious butt.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, maybe I am a dyke.
Oh, no. I'll be the base. I'll be the bottom pyramid. Climb on me. Strong.
Aren't I strong? I can support you. Well, thank you so much, Ever.
Thank you for having me.
And talking to us about something near and dear to our hearts.
Tell everybody where they can find you.
Yeah.
You can find me on the internet, EverMainard on Instagram and Twitter, and my website. And I'm in a movie called The Feels on Netflix right now with Angela Trimber and Constance Wu, and then an upcoming movie called Paddleton with Ray Romano and Mark Duplass.
Ooh.
So that's a fun one.
Is that like Paddington, but it's on a boat?
It's live action Paddington. No pants. A lot of raincoats.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ever.
Just. Wardrobes like, hope you like raincoats. What do you mean? Oh.
Oh, this is real.
Yeah, this is real.
Oh, okay.
No. No.
Thank you for having me.
Everybody needs to follow Ever.
They do.
I, for her Instagram stories, I think, for your consideration,
oh, thank you.
Ever Maynard. And yeah. It's
I
not
feel like
an
Meg
issue
wants to pull
stories.
Up a,
oh, yeah, my
she's
mom.
She's going to buy you a billboard.
I'm obsessed with Ever and her mom.
Yeah.
I watched him over.
And it's not an issue.
And it's not an issue. And I watched him over and over. And I was like,
it was good until my dad got involved. He really wanted to do one instead of film it. And he went over the line.
Oh. Yeah.
He crossed the line.
Wait, did that go up or you had to?
It did. The tail end of it. The tail end of it went up.
Okay.
And then that was like the last one I did for the holiday season. And then when I go back, I'll do more. Okay. But yeah, basically my dad told my mom to shut up.
Oh, he got real.
He got real?
Yeah.
But he thought he was like joking. Mm-hmm. And
he was like Michael Scott.
He was like, I'm just an Instagram star.
Yeah.
And like my mom's face went, ugh. And I was like, oh no.
He's like, no, I'm being Instagram dad. It's
yeah,
different.
It's different. And he was like, dad, too far.
Too far.
He's like, I never loved you.
What? It's for the joke.
Oh, well, yeah, can you send me that one? Because that's probably yeah. expired. As
everybody
no,
needs
no,
to watch them.
Oh, you put it up. Okay.
Yeah. Everybody needs to watch them.
We do, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. Well, thank you for listening, guys.
Fuck boy out.
Fuck boys out.
Fuck boys out.
Bye.
Soft spot.
This podcast was brought to you by Starburns Audio, produced by Land Romo, and was engineered by Matt Brousseau. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts.